The top stories on ABC News. The Argentine Navy says an incident consistent with an explosion was recorded near where a submarine disappeared with 44 crew on board. It says an abnormal, singular, short, violent, non-nuclear event was detected in the South Atlantic near the vessel's last known location. The sub disappeared more than a week ago after it reported an electrical breakdown. Myanmar has signed a deal to take back more than 600,000 Rohingya Muslim refugees from Bangladesh. The mass exodus was prompted by what's viewed as ethnic cleansing by the Myanmar military. Many refugees have expressed doubt and fear over the agreement, saying they'd rather drown at sea than return to Myanmar. The Energy Minister, Josh Frydenberg, says he's confident state and territory governments will agree to the coalition's proposed energy policy. The National Energy Guarantee would impose both emissions reduction and reliability standards on electricity retailers. State and territory energy ministers will discuss the policy at a COAG meeting in Hobart this morning. And it's the final day of campaigning before the Queensland election. The Premier Anastasia Palaszczuk is making a final pitch to voters, saying her government is focused on creating jobs. LNP leader Tim Nicholls is urging Queenslanders to vote for change and says Labor is out of new ideas. 500,000 people have already cast their votes.